WTAW News Time is 6 after 8. 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board considers final action tonight on changing attendance boundaries starting in the fall of 2017.
2 weeks ago at a board workshop, there was no opposition to the last tweaks. The proposed maps are online at WTAW.com. At the workshop, consultant Don Hooper recapped the 11-month process, including input from a 72-member community committee.
At every step of the way, the administration working with their consultants and working with their constituents have listened and given consideration.
It's the first change in Bryan Elementary School boundaries in 18 years. The board will also hear an unidentified employee's unidentified grievance and take up an unidentified mediation issue involving the Texas Education Agency. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station school board members have been asked to continue tradition when naming new schools. The agenda for tomorrow night's meeting includes a recommendation to name the intermediate school under construction, Pecan Trail. A memo from Superintendent Clark Ely points out trees are used in the names of Oakwood and Cypress Grove Intermediate, and that Pecan is the official state tree. And the location of the new school is on Greens Prairie Trail. For those who might not be aware, it is CSISD policy not to name a building or a portion after any person. 6 months after the boat ramp at Lake Bryan was closed for repairs, it reopened over the weekend. David Worley at BTU, which owns the lake, says the lower half of the boat ramp was replaced 6 weeks ahead of schedule.
We had subsidence in the soil below the boat ramp, so I think people had, over the years, noticed there was a little bit of a change in angle as they were launching, and that is now gone. It's a 14% grade coming down, and nice and smooth, and a beautiful new boat ramp.
The ramp was closed last December after the discovery of structural problems that followed finding cracks in the dam, which Worley says repairs have been made, and the dam continues to be monitored by BTU and the state. Under a task order issued by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, a center at Texas A&M is working on a new anthrax vaccine candidate. The Texas A&M Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing partnered with Altimmune, a company developing a third-generation anthrax vaccine candidate called NasoShield. The Health Science Center's Dr. Gerald Parker says it's been developed to be administered as a nasal spray.
Totally new way and a manner. And so it offers the potential to provide rapid immunity and potentially only one immunization may be needed. So it's a whole new approach at anthrax immunization.
Parker says the threat of bioterrorism is real, and an anthrax attack is something we as a nation need to be prepared for. Something else of concern right now is the Zika virus. Parker says the center is interested in contributing to vaccine or antibody development for medical countermeasures for the Zika virus. WTAW News Time is 9 after 8. It's 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms moving through. Some of them may produce locally heavy downpours, especially this afternoon. Highs approaching 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. Lows near 70. Clouds tomorrow with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially late in the day, 85. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night near 70. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. A chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Wednesday are going to be around 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Hey, it's Mimosa Day, just in case you didn't know.
Woo-hoo!
Office party, Tang, and a little bit of, well, Tang.
Tang?
Tang. Yeah.
Supposed to use orange juice.
Orange juice. Well, grapefruit juice is a nice substitute if you'd like to have something a little different.
Salty dog, which is quite good. That's a beverage with grapefruit juice.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And but it does not go along with our other two food anniversaries of today, which is SpaghettiOs and Spam.
If you try hard enough, if you drink enough mimosas,
then that's true.
Then I think SpaghettiOs and or Spam might be okay.
Because how many times have you not been working on your second pitcher of mimosas and gone, hey, let's go get a case of SpaghettiOs?
Yep.
You know what would go great with this? Spam.
Yeah, just fine. Well, so here we go. Amazon, wanting to be more and more a part of your world, is coming in the coming weeks. We'll be rolling out new lines of private label brands of perishable foods. Just saying. The new brands will be named Happy Belly, Wicked Prime, and Mama Bear. It will include nuts, spices, tea, coffee, baby food, and vitamins, as well as household items like diapers, laundry detergents, and other things that people are familiar with this situation. First brands will begin appearing on Amazon's namesake site as soon as the end of the month or in early June.
Amazon food.
Yeah. And they're saying, you know, consumers have kind of warmed to this private label thing. And back in the day, the generics that we would get at the grocery store were white containers with black print on a label.
Hmm.
And it would just say beans. Or, you know, pork and beans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or macaroni and cheese. Or cigarettes. They did that. And actually, they did, for a while, they had, like, gin. And that was it. You know, just it was generic. I mean, and it was very generic. I mean, it was simply black and white. Well, then you start looking at it. I mean, Walmart's been doing this for a while. Good values, great values, something like that is what their store brand is. And actually, some upscales like Sephora and Dean & DeLuca are also doing in-house brands. That's right. What they're calling it now,
in-house brands.
But get this. Store brands reached $118 billion in sales last year. That's up $2 billion in a year.
Wow.
So there is a market there. Amazon basically is carpet bombing the market with new products, says Bill Bishop, who's the chief architect of brand consultancy Brick Meets Click. He said private labels allows them to test out new prices and distinctive flavors with less risk. Amazon only will offer their private label products to members of their $99 per year Prime membership. So there you go.
I don't know if I'd trust Amazon food, but if Netflix start putting some food out there,
be
they
going
make
for
good
that.
Stuff.
They do. There may be, they're not sure, there may be 90 million people who are on Amazon Prime. They're not talking about it. They're not talking about it. But that's a bunch.
Yeah.
I'm one.
Anyway,
and admittedly.
Well, and the thing is, it obviously works. It is something that is worthwhile to you because you get, what?
Free two-day
delivery, right,
on
everything. So there you are. That's where they're going. They are in our world now.
Unfortunately, it's not on everything. It's only on the Prime products.
Oh, I see.
But okay.
They'll do the bait and switch on you there. But it's nice to get it for the things that they have it for.
Yeah, and that works out well. All right, so Raham Idlet denied a gun permit because the judge felt it was, quote, against the interest of public health, safety, and welfare, end quote. After the judge realized he'd had his license suspended 15 times. Yeah, which is all the years he'd been driving. So, yeah. Anyway, he said that it was one of the worst driving records he'd ever seen and seriously felt like Raham really shouldn't be having a gun.
Yeah.
As a result, he didn't. That makes sense.
Less weapons in that guy's
That's
hands.
That's true. And once again, then there's the guy in Northern California accused of attempted robbery with an unusual weapon. Authorities say an unidentified suspect walked into Casey's World of Water Car Wash in Romnet Park, California, Friday night, brandishing an empty potato chip bag.
Those are dangerous.
He held it up and demanded that the employee empty out the cash register. The man allegedly told the frightened worker he had a gub inside the bag, which was hidden by the potato chip bag. But the worker got a glimpse inside the bag and saw there was no gun, just a piece of cardboard. So she called out for help. Co-workers rushed in. He hot-footed it out of there.
Okay. Wow.
Fine. Just...
Did it say what flavor?
It did not. That might have
made the difference in whether I was scared or not.
Well, and if you think about it, maybe that's what took him over the edge. That's what tilted him. He was eating those jalapeno potato chips, and the next thing you know, this is it. So, this is a kind of a cool story. New York Post tells the story of Danielle Posner, who is a victim of a Craigslist scammer who sold her fake tickets to the mega hit Hamilton for $350 a piece. Well, she called the NYPD and helped them set up a sting to nab the guy. They did, but still, Danielle was out the money. Well, the Richard Rogers Theater heard about it, called and said an anonymous donor had read about what had happened and offered her up two free tickets to see Hamilton.
Wow.
So, pretty nice, good PR for the old Broadway folks there.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, too, because that show is, like, sold out for months.
It is. So they were able to do this. All right, here you go. Here's Jake Booth. Feel sorry for Jake because Jake, well, was in a coma for 47 days. Excuse me. Yep, 47 days. He's a 35-year-old Army veteran. Apparently it was a bout with pneumonia that put him into the coma, but it's got a happy ending. As soon as he woke up, he asked for Taco Bell.
That's what was on his mind.
Of course, unfortunately, he's unable to eat solid foods for another 3 weeks.
Oh, that's okay. Taco Bell, I think you could like blend up something.
Yeah, you could.
And it would still taste the same.
He said he eventually he does want his dream to come true. And he wants the crunchy tacos. There we go.
It's good stuff.
Hey, story went by.
Quick traffic update. Yeah. Our friend Kevin just came in and said northbound traffic on Highway 6 right there at the underpass, like Texas and Rock Prairie.
Yeah.
There's an ambulance on scene.
Okay.
So traffic is probably going to be slowed down a lot in that area.
All right. So that's northbound at the Rock Prairie overpass. We got an ambulance right there. Is that what we hear?
Yep.
All right. Make plans to get to work we don't have school anymore, right? Classes are done. Is that right?
Are they done?
Is the big school over?
Big school's over.
Big school's over.
But mini-mester started today. There's never not any school.
Yeah, we got to have that going, yeah.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Sure would be nice to build that garden this spring, but that push tiller and wheelbarrow are taunting you from the shed. Stop breaking your back and head on over to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and take a test ride on any of their compact tractors. Speed through that dirt work and feel no pain. Pain-free on your back and your wallet. A 32-horsepower tractor will make short work of your chores and start at only $135 a month. That's a reason to head on over to Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Coming up on 8:21, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now I found a story about unusual uses for your cell phone camera. And really, just in the last few weeks, I've really started to use mine a whole lot more. Because if I'll take notes about something, Well, that's a piece of paper that I'd prefer to not carry around. No, excuse me. It's a piece of paper I'd prefer to not lose. How's that?
Yeah.
Because it's got information on it.
So just snap a pic.
That's it. You snap a pic of that. And, you know, for an old guy, that's kind of a change in behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Younger people more likely to be doing that kind of thing. But here's some other things to think about. All your prescription bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Line them up. Take a close-up photo so that you can read the labels. And then you've got all the information that you need in case you have to go to the hospital, in case there's an emergency, you can go, it's in my phone. If you got a plant that you like, take a photo of it, show it to the staff, let the nursery people tell you what that is. I've certainly done that. You are here maps in a mall. Huh? Remember malls?
Oh,
yeah.
Or
what
a subway.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then you'll have your portable map so that while you're walking, you can look at it instead of trying to figure out what you saw a few minutes ago.
Huh. Okay?
But unfortunately, the You Are Here marker doesn't apply.
No, it does not in that case. The menu. Let's say that your dinner companion is running late.
Oh.
Okay, as long as they're not driving, you can send them a photo of the menu or a drink menu, and you can get the evening started or whatever. And
yeah.
That way they can say, hey, I'd like to have that. That would work
out. I've done that, too, to take a picture of the menu so that, you know, while I'm there at the restaurant, so that if I ever want to call in an order.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
I have
good idea. You're trying on different outfits in a store dressing room. Then you can compare the looks without having to try everything on again.
Yep.
Okay. So, anyhow, just thinking about the ways that you can use that. And then, you know, if there's a fight in the restaurant where you go, and you can take a picture of that, too.
Yep.
Or at the Rangers game.
Yeah, at the Rangers game. Hello?
When you get old, you take a picture of what's on the menu and then use the magnifying function to open it up where you can actually read it.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I did that on an appliance yesterday. Took the picture and then, you know, opened it up so I could look at it and see what the serial number was or whatever I was looking for. So, how much is a lock of hair worth? Well, if it belonged to Thomas Jefferson, the answer would be $6,875.
Wow.
That's it. Heritage Auctions in Dallas sold his hair on Saturday. The clump of hair consisted of 14 individual strands reportedly snipped by Jefferson's personal doctor at the time of his death in 1826. The buyer wanted to remain anonymous.
So hair stays that long?
I guess so. $8,685, $875
wow.
bucks. I guess they had it maybe, obviously, in an envelope or something like that, some sort of a container. But
what's the proof that that's Thomas Jefferson's hair and not just some guy's hair?
Well, DNA, they can go back to the Sally Haynes, was that her name? The servant who he fathered a child with.
Oh.
You can go back and do the DNA thing on that, okay? Hemmings, I think was her name. All right, there you go. It's 824.
Bruce Johnson with your money now. USA Today owner Gannett is boosting its buyout offer of Tribune Publishing by about 22% as it continues its pursuit of the owner of the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, and other newspapers. Gannett announced today that it's raising its bid to $15 per Tribune share. Gannett says that the total value of the revised offer is about $864 million. Futures are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials gave up 185 points on Friday to finish at 17,535. The NASDAQ lost 19. The S&P 500 dropped 17. And only a month after California raised the legal cigarette buying age to 21, a coalition of groups says it is ready to put a measure on the November ballot to raise taxes on smokes by $2 a pack. Backers include billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer, medical groups, and organized labor. They say they have collected enough signatures. And that's your money now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. reasons. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Summer's going to be here soon. You'll want to be outside and enjoy it. And Amish Furniture for Generations can help you do that with outdoor furniture. Now, we always talk about handcrafted, 100% solid wood furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. This is a one category where they have non-wood furniture that's available for you if you want to do something that's a material that lasts just as long, but has lots of different colors to it. Now, the shipping on that takes a little bit longer than it does the wood furniture, but still, that's the one area that Amish Furniture for Generations has something that's not made of solid wood. Now, not only chairs, they have swivel gliders and swings, their tables, their arbors, also pieces for inside your home, bedroom, kitchen, and office furniture. Right now is a great time for you to visit Amish Furniture for Generations. Remember, it is all made in the U.S., and wood's hand-built by Amish craftsmen to make sure that your furniture can, in fact, become an heirloom. They're located on Boonville Road, just past the Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. And as we get into the end of May and on into June, the items that Kent has brought in from the last furniture show starting to show up, so you'll see a wider and wider and a different selection. So stop in and see them. More information, you can call if you like, 260-5050. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Ancient people in Florida. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. More than 14,500 years ago, ancient people dined on a mastodon in what's now northwestern Florida. The remains were recently retrieved from an underwater archaeological site called Page Ladson, first discovered in the 1980s. Back then, many researchers remained unconvinced that the site predated the Clovis culture, long believed to be the earliest humans in North America. But Florida State University archaeologist Jessie Halligan and her colleagues report in Science Advances that radiocarbon dating of the artifacts clears up the controversy.
It's the oldest unambiguous archaeological site in the southeastern United States.
Further clues from the site provide evidence that mastodons and humans coexisted for an additional 2,000 years before the giant herbivores went extinct in North America. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Kim Commando here with a look at the chilling effect of hackers and data thieves. Nearly one in two Americans have stopped using the internet for buying things and posting to social media. The U.S. Department of Commerce's National Telecommunications and Information Administration say that 20% of America has personally experienced identity theft or a security breach in just over the last year alone. Another 45% are so spooked by the lack of online privacy and security that they've stopped using the web for financial transactions or expressing controversial opinions. And another 20% fear our own government's data collection. And no one is encrypting their email or taking steps to make themselves less visible online. Why? They simply don't understand how. At the end of the day, online insecurity is chilling economic activity and pushing many away from doing anything more than simply streaming movies. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime someone pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? One in four Americans have experienced identity theft. That's true. Yikes. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. That's false. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike free credit monitoring, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-417-3841 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code Kim. That's Kim to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-417-3841.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's Bryan School Board meeting includes finalizing changes in school attendance zones.
It's the first time in 18 years for new elementary boundaries, brought on by adding intermediate buildings and turning Milam into the new home of MC Harris Alternative School.
Takes a while, but taking that time to do government right is what you're to be commended for.
Consultant Don Hooper recapped the process, which began last June during a board workshop 2 weeks ago.
In August, the board adopted its policy to guide that process, and then that information was sent to the demographer, who was very instrumental and key in on exactly where the patterns are and where the students are and where the patterns are shifting and moving.
Before public feedback, there were 7 meetings of a community committee.
With around 72 participants, so we tried to keep them small enough that people could interact, they could understand, they could ask questions, they could physically get up, walk around the room, look at maps, and carefully consider exactly what was being looked at.
The proposed maps, which are online at WTAW.com, drew no objections when the board saw the last adjustments at the workshop. Tonight's meeting could go longer than usual due to a couple of items that might be deliberated behind closed doors. One's holding a hearing with an unidentified employee who has an unidentified grievance. And the agenda has an unidentified mediation issue with the Texas Education Agency, which also involves the district's lawyer. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The first intermediate school in College Station was Oakwood, then came Cypress Grove. CSISD school board members have been asked to name the third Pecan Trail. A decision could be made at tomorrow night's board meeting. A memo from Superintendent Clark Ely pointed out Pecan is the official state tree, and the location of the school is on Greens Prairie Trail. The recommendation follows the district's policy that school names can include the street or subdivision where it's located, as well as any local, state, or national geographic areas or landmarks. Schools or any portion cannot be named for a person. One of the second graders at Spring Creek Elementary in College Station celebrating Superhero Day last Friday got a big surprise. Students were visited by local heroes, a firefighter, a police officer, and a soldier. 3 students were picked to hand each hero a special card. Texas Redwine knew he would be handing his card to the soldier. What he didn't know was that it would be his mom.
Texas' mom had to leave on June the 8th last year. She's been gone for a whole year, and he hasn't been able to see her, and she wanted to come and surprise him here at school. He did not know that she was going to be here today. Isn't that special? And you got to be a part of the surprise. Let's give him a round of applause again.
Jamesia Redwine is a captain in the U.S. Army and hadn't seen her son Texas in 9 months.
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing because I was just overcome with gratitude, and I couldn't wait because I was so anxious because I wanted to see all of them because I missed them so much.
Jamesia also surprised her 2 nieces, Sydney and Ryan. A video of the reunion is online at WTAW.com. Researchers at Texas A&M are enhancing protection from anthrax. Under a task order from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Texas A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing has partnered with the company Altimmun to develop an anthrax vaccine candidate.
Anthrax is at or near the top of anybody's threat list from a bio threat perspective.
Dr. Gerald Parker of the Health Science Center says the third generation vaccine is a nose spray, which potentially only needs to be administered once.
It's using a different vaccine delivery vector and vehicle, and it also engages the immune system in a different way, and that's why it's a third generation.
Parker says another concern on their minds is the Zika virus.
We are interested in and thinking about efforts of how we can contribute in vaccine or antibody development for a medical countermeasure against Zika, and we are in direct communication with our colleagues at BARDA and Department of HHS.
The Texas A&M facility is one of three centers of its kind and the only academically based center. 6 weeks ahead of schedule, the new boat ramp at Lake Bryan opened over the weekend.
It really was a complete rebuilding of the lower half of the boat ramp. Our contractor did a good job for us, and as soon as we let the contract, they understood that we were trying to get the boat ramp open prior to summer. And our last report, we thought we were going to try to get it open before the first part of July. But working around the weather and staying on it really hard, we're actually going to open this Saturday.
David Worley of BTU, which owns Lake Bryan, says there are no restrictions at the lake, where the dam continues to be monitored following repairs over the last several months following the discovery of multiple cracks in the structure. And a traffic advisory, an accident in the northbound lanes of Highway 6 at Texas under the Rock Prairie overpass. Two ambulances are at the scene. Use care when near the scene or avoid that route if possible. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Echo 838, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between Briarcrest and University. Or you can go online to wiltons.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are the numbers.
Lots of wet weather covering the state this morning. We'll have lots of cloudiness today. Scattered showers and the chance for a thunderstorm near 80. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to move across the area through the overnight near 70. More showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow, especially late in the day, 85. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night near 70. Looking ahead to Wednesday, it stays mostly cloudy. A chance for showers and thunderstorms, a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Don't know that it's raining per se necessarily all over Bryan College Station, but there's still some more out there. And if you are headed into Houston, you'll hit it probably about... Hempstead, and fairly heavy showers. Still a lot of heavy stuff off the coast, but because it's drifting north, that's the reason that we're getting some of that. As you head over to the west now toward San Antonio, they seem to be out of the shower activity, as is Austin. But head due north and then down toward Houston, you're going to be in rain. Are you a helicopter parent? You know, you do stuff like drive your kids' elementary school during the drive to your kids' elementary school during the recess to make sure everything's okay. May we suggest an alternative to helicopter parenting? Marie Schwartz, who runs the website Teen Life, suggests an alternative. She calls it submarine parenting. Parents stay out of sight.
Clever.
Under the surface, if you will. Letting kids manage situations as they actually come up. Parents pop up when needed, but the kids are guiding their own way. Submarine parents means keeping a hidden eye on your child's progress.
So being sneaky and secretive. Okay.
Yeah, okay, there, you got it. Okay, Dr. Elena.
Planting a GPS in their backpack. It's
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah, okay, I knew where you were. Okay. Dr. Elena Blatt-Ingert, who is a clinical child psychologist, further explains, when we swoop in and save our children, they don't get the experience of failing and picking themselves back up. If kids don't develop resilience, then they go out into the world, hit the first big bump, and completely fall apart. Once again, that's why athletics, when everybody doesn't get a green ribbon, can cause you to understand adversity, you know, and kind of regroup and try again. That's the reason that kind of stuff's good. Submarine parents means putting your children in situations a little beyond what they are sure they can do. You help your child find a place they aren't entirely comfortable, but where you're fairly sure they'll have success. Then you step back and see what the outcome is. That is, learn by our mistakes. Isn't that what they've told us?
I think that's a good thing.
It is. It scares parents, however.
Yeah.
Woman trying to navigate on a foggy night in Ontario, Canada, ended up driving straight into Lake Huron. That would be the fourth largest lake in the world. The 23-year-old woman following her car's GPS when she somehow lost her way at a boat launch. Well, okay, she was following her GPS until she lost her way, and then she wasn't. Hello?
I think the new trend is not actually helicopter parenting. It's bulldozer parenting.
Yeah,
instead of swooping in to save them, you go ahead and remove all obstacles beforehand.
Yeah, lawnmower repair. Lawnmower parents, we've heard that, which is unfortunate. That's the reason we want to give you an alternative. If you need a catchy little name for it, then there you go. Anyhow, 23-year-old woman following her GPS until she wasn't, and she drove right off the boat launch. It was
please
late.
Make a U-turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Rerouting.
I'm getting wet here.
Please make a U-turn immediately.
Fourth largest lake in the world. She just didn't see it.
Yeah. Just didn't see it.
No, that's it.
Snuck up on her.
Apparently no alcohol involved. I mean, if that's one of the things you were wondering about.
It's almost worse.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, but there is alcohol involved here.
Oh.
All right, and there's probably video of this someplace. The owner of a convenience store in Chattanooga, Tennessee, sending out a warning to other convenience and liquor stores that a woman is shoplifting cases of beer without employees realizing what she's doing. The woman was caught on camera stuffing a 12-pack up her dress and making it disappear. Okay. The owner was in his office when it happened, shocked by what he saw after watching the security video. He told a TV station in Chattanooga, quote, she was the original Thigh Master, you know what I mean?
Oh, gosh.
I was thinking Bermuda Triangle, but
okay, that too. She got a 12-pack of beer and stuck it between her legs, and then she walks to the counter, purchases fuel, and walks back out to her car.
That's impressive.
It is. Wow. I mean, I really impressive. I think so. The employees at the counter had no idea that she'd stashed the case of beer and accepted her money for the gas. The manner in which she walked and interacted with the clerk seemed normal.
She's
been in training.
That's some leg strength there.
I guess so. You know, that's it.
Don't skip
chilly
a leg day.
Chilly, too, especially if she got it out of the cooler.
Ooh, you're right, yeah. Yeah, like the glass can, like the glass of the cans, which works best. A bison weighing 1,000 pounds has been posted for sale on Craigslist as a Texas house pet.
Of course it has.
The bison, named Bullet, 7 years old, house trained.
Yes.
Okay, loves interacting with humans.
Why would they want to sell him?
I don't know. She's a master nutritionalist, Karen Shove, experienced at rehabilitating wildlife. She has had Bullet for 5 years and now feels the bison needs more space.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're mighty big, aren't they?
They are. Karen acquired Bullet, lived with another couple who apparently let her move into their house. Wow. And she got to bring it with her. Yeah, so can we find out where Bullet is?
Find
it's
Bullet.
It says in Texas.
Well, and we didn't talk about this, but I think it was last week probably, President Obama signed legislation honoring the American bison as the country's first national mammal.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got maybe she needs to up Bullet's sale price a little bit.
Let's see. So her name, why don't we Google her? Her okay. Karen, and her last name is spelled S-H-O-E.
Scovie. It's in Argyle, apparently.
Oh, it's in Argyle, Texas? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, good. All right. I have no idea where that is. I've heard of it. Is it North Texas?
I think it's outside of Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, and then near the Metroplex. Wow. Okay. So you got that. And then, of course, there was a dad and son who thought that they were helping out the bison calf in Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. They saw they're in Yellowstone, okay, in Wyoming. They have strict rules for visitors to stay at least 25 yards away from all wild animals, such as a bison calf. The rule extended to a distance of 100 yards when it comes to wolves and moose. But the father and son travelers, who are from another country, thought the calf looked cold. So they hoisted the baby bison into the back of their SUV and drove him to the ranger station. Where they got a ticket.
Because you're not supposed to do that.
Supposed to do that.
Yeah,
calf was really just fine, thanks. And there you are. I appreciate the fact they're from another country rather than just being ugly Americans once again doing what they think would be best. Okay, do we want to talk about the woman who removed the 6-pound hairball?
Ooh, please.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you kidding me? Okay.
By the way, Argyle just south of Denton.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Up there.
Let's dive into this on a Monday.
A woman who chewed on her hair developed a hairball weighing 6.5 pounds in
Gross.
Her stomach.
Gross.
Yeah.
Her
well,
own
Chelsea,
hair.
Chelsea wanted to hear
I
it.
Did. I okay. did.
The housewife from a small village in northern India spent over 20 years chewing on her hair.
Just like a bad habit?
Yeah.
Like,
and one day she was
starving?
Not able to eat or drink anything, had severe abdominal pain that she could... It says that she could not immediately explain. Well, hell, she's the one who knows she was eating her hair.
Yeah.
Of course, she could explain it. She might have been embarrassed to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, admitted to the hospital, doctors discovered that she had this large hairball on her stomach and intestinal tract. She denied eating her own hair. Hon.
Where else does it come from?
We found it.
We got the evidence right here. Anyway, I guess she's feeling pounds lighter and now she's better. But, Okay, now, is that the ultimate in aversion therapy? Is she gonna have that little lock of hair next week in her hand and go, am I going to...
No way.
Well, how long did it take to...
It says several years.
Yeah.
She's like, they made room.
So now she's... Yeah, right. Exactly. Now she's like, oh, wow. It's like back to the starting line. Yeah. Let's go.
Excuse me. It's hair. I mean, we get one of our own hairs in our mouth and we go crazy. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you go licking towels or something to get rid of it. I'm just saying. And she had 6.5 pounds.
Last year in Texas, there were 439 cases of West Nile virus, with 5 of those in Brazos County. Hi, I'm Allison Windham with Sunspace Texas. Don't let the threat of West Nile, Zika virus, or the irritation of soaring mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your back porch. At Sunspace Texas, we offer custom window screen-in-one systems with design options for everyone's needs. Take back your outdoor space from mosquitoes, the elements, and let us help you discover fine porch living. Click sunspacetexas.com to view our products and email us for your free estimate today.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You know, earlier this month, I was visiting the Union Pacific Train Yard in Hearn, and I visited with the boss man then, Ashley Zeig. Well, that same day, I also met Joey Anderson. No fancy title for Joey, just train engineer. And he has the job of fixing it when a train doesn't get where it's supposed to be when it's supposed to be there.
I catch different jobs out of here. I'm on an extra board, and if there's a vacancy on a yard job, I catch it. Or sometimes the trains don't make it into Hearn, and we go out and me and a conductor, and we go out and get trains and bring them in.
Joey's been on trains engineering since 1977. Yeah, that'll be 40 years next year. And the job has changed for sure.
I hired out as a brakeman. I got my conductor seniority, and I went in engine service. Just a preference. I'd rather run the train like that. The conductor's, he's the boss. It's his responsibility to get the freight over the road and just do under his directions. Back in the day, I worked on the Katy Railroad, and engineers had a little more responsibility because we didn't have good communication systems, you know, radios and stuff, and the conductor would get on the caboose, which we don't have anymore, and a lot of times they wouldn't have a radio, so the engineer had a lot more responsibility then.
I asked Joey Anderson what he liked most about his job.
The men we work with. I just enjoy working with them. Everybody's pretty professional about what we do, and just moving the freight.
And Joey Anderson moves the freight. He doesn't move it far, though. He's there in case things don't go right. So he gets busy.
If the trains don't make it in from Fort Worth, San Antonio, or Houston, or Longview, well, I can go out up to 60 miles and get the trains and bring them in. They've got 12 hours to come in. We'll go get them and bring them back to the terminal, and there'll be a crew usually waiting on them, and they get on them and take them to the next terminal.
So I asked Joey Anderson, what do people need to know about trains, about the operation? You know, people like you and me who get a little aggravated waiting at train crossings from time to time. And he wanted to talk about safety.
If you're coming up to a crossing and there's a train coming, they're going faster than what you think they are. There are speed limits through towns, you know, and we have slow orders because of bad track or something like that. But just stop and wait. What's a minute or 5 minutes and be safe.
And it's an industry that we need every day.
Train's been going through there for a long time, and that's basically why the cities are where they are at.
Right.
And
that's
just
College Station.
Right. But just bear with us. Trains are long. We're moving freight, so the consumer will have products to buy.
You might remember when I talked to Ashley Zeig earlier in the month, I asked him about the baseball fans at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park and how they really enjoyed when the trains came by and the engineer honked the Aggie War Hymn. Ashley Zeig said no comment as he laughed. Well, Joey Anderson, sort of the same thing. They can't officially like that.
We want to please the public too.
So honking the War Hymn isn't their official duty, but they don't get in trouble.
Not usually, I'll say that.
Yeah, I hope they don't get in trouble. It's a lot of fun. By the way, before I left, I ran into a guy in the parking lot, told me his name was Harpo, talking about safety. He had one bit of advice.
If they tie, they lose.
Indeed, we all need to remember that. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we sell.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit callawayjones.com.
There's not much worse than owning a dog, knowing they need training, but not having the time. Between work and kids, how do you find the hours you need to fix bad behavior? Do yourself a favor and call Sit Means Sit. If they could fix the problem dog I have, they can do anything. Aggie-owned, veteran-owned, with options for every budget and availability, all the way up to board and train, where you drop off your dog and then pick them up in a week or two fully trained, there's not a better option in Aggieland. Find them online, sitmeansit.com. That's sitmeansit.com.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Sean Davies of Portland, Oregon, sentenced to 5 years probation in order to pay restitution to KLM Royal Dutch Airlines for putting a fake bomb in the airplane bathroom to avoid a jail term. He MacGyvered it by using a wine bottle, iPhone, charging cord, and other stuff on the plane. Reported the bomb himself, hoping to seem heroic.
Oh,
nicely wow. done, Sean. Way to go,
nicely
buddy.
Done. Yep. Slow clap for Sean.
Yeah, there was a rollover car crash Friday morning in Montgomery County, Ohio, which left the car on its side in the middle of a field. Nobody was injured. Driver says distracted by a spider.
Oh.
Just saying.
Well, at least it wasn't text messaging.
Yeah, that's true.
Spiders can be scary, they especially can. When you're in your car.
Sure.
You just can't get
no
out.
No control. I don't know how big it is, though. You know, just, yeah, anyhow. So, another story from Fort McMurray, where they had the fires up there, turned out that the best place to hide for a cat from the raging wildfires was actually inside a stove. Jody Lachinsky says that's where firefighters found her black cat, Tux, when they were going through the rubble of what used to be her house. From what she understands, firefighters speculating an explosion in the home might have blown out the glass, the stove glass, and so as a result, Tux was able to crawl inside.
Mm.
Then another blast or something else caused the appliance to topple on its side that trapped Tux while simultaneously protecting the cat from the flames.
Yeah.
So
wow.
What do you know? Good news, that ended well.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're honoring Memorial Day with our Salute to Freedom event with special savings for you and military discounts for our veterans. Bubba Dixon here inviting you to bring your family in to meet our family and share in the savings not just for one day, but all month long. Tom Light Chevrolet has an amazing selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, like a Chevy Equinox, the perfect SUV for a three-day weekend family getaway. Or pull up to the Memorial Day Parade in your brand new Chevy Silverado. This month, celebrate freedom, celebrate family, and celebrate amazing savings all month long. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy. Find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet. We're here for you every day.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner. Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
All right, let's go on this date in...